Task 2. You're going to hear a woman giving advice about preparing for the hurricane season in the United States. Read the notes below and listen carefully to the recordings. In the spaces provided, in block capitals, complete the information required with one or two words. Gap 0 is given as an example. Use the exact words which appear in the recording.
Part 1.
Because of the destructive power of a hurricane, you should never ignore an evacuation order. Authorities will most likely direct you to leave if you are in a low-lying area or within the greatest potential path of the storm. If a hurricane warning is issued for your area or you are directed by authorities to evacuate, take only essential items with you. Make sure you have an emergency kit in your car. If you have time, turn off the gas, electricity, and water. Unplug appliances to reduce the likelihood of electrical shock when power is restored. Follow the designated evacuation routes and expect heavy traffic.
Part 2.
If you are ordered not to evacuate, there are things you can do to get through the storm in the safest possible manner. Monitor the radio or TV for weather conditions. Stay indoors until the authorities declare the storm over. Even if the weather appears to have calmed, do not go outside. The calm eye of the storm can pass quickly, leaving you outside when strong winds resume. Stay away from all windows and exterior doors. Take shelter in an interior bathroom or in a basement that will provide protection from high winds and flying debris. Prepare to evacuate to a shelter or to a neighbor's home if your home is damaged or if you're instructed to do so by emergency personnel. Many hurricane-related injuries are cuts caused by flying glass and debris. Other injuries include bone fractures and puncture wounds from exposed nails, metal, or glass.